building airplanes in the Eurozone and selling them in dollars can be risky. When the dollar is weak, converting back into euros means less profit for European companies. So Airbus and other European aerospace companies are trying to build and buy more parts in the U.S. to hedge their currency risk.
Don't underestimate the European companies that want to get into the U.S. market because they want to do business in dollars.
Congressman Rick Larson is leading the state's delegation at the air show. He met with Alan McCarter, chairman of Airbus Americas. Larson says reducing currency risk is important to Airbus, but that's not a competitive advantage for Washington over, say, South Carolina or Alabama. Larson says that's where our deep pool of highly skilled workers comes in.
There may be other states that want to become aerospace states, but only one state already has the workforce in place and already has the intellectual and technical knowledge in place so that these companies can start today.
The state announced that a Spanish aerospace company called Amtoris will open a new assembly plant in Everett in July. The company wants to supply more parts to Boeing. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.